Thank you very much, Chris and Amanda. All right, so this is a weird story about Scott Satterfield, who is the new head football coach at the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Okay.
He just left Louisville at the end of the month after the season ended, and he is now going to coach Cincinnati in their bowl game against Louisville.
Got it.
So the same team that he just coached, he is now coaching against. He's now coaching against in a bowl game. Not only that, it's the Fenway Bowl, and both teams will be on the same side. So on the same side of the field. Have you ever heard of anything like this, or how do you think it will go when they actually are on the same side of the field?
It doesn't feel right to me that Satterfield would cross the street and immediately start coaching against his old team in the same season.
I mean, it's literally
like
going from UCLA to USC.
Right. I mean,
it's like that's Cincinnati and Louisville.
Yeah, I don't get this. Satterfield should have sat this one out, right?
Right. He absolutely
what is so
should.
Funny in there?
I don't know. Amanda's reading something, so I'm getting kind of discombobulated.
Sorry, guys, like, Jorge and Amanda are just like losing their minds.
I went to Twitter to see if I follow Greg because I don't think I do. And so I put, like, ooh, you know, corporate underscore Greg, and I found out that Greg's Peloton has an account.
Greg's Peloton.
Yes,
on Twitter or Instagram?
On Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter.
Corporate Greg's Peloton.
Oh, I don't even
full-time
know about
full-time clothes hanger, part-time exercise bike, hoping my owner finds an heiress to take me for a ride.
That's awesome.
That is excellent.
That's what we're laughing at.
I love burner. Keep the burner accounts coming. By the way, see, we had the conversation with Sliwa about his Google Pixel. There's already a Sliwa's Pixel burner handle.
Oh, that's so good.
Satterfield, I would say.
That's weird.
I would have sat it out.
I also like the Real Housewives style introduction on that Twitter account. Wait, what does it say again? Part-time clothes hanger, full-time.
Part-time, let's see. Full-time clothes hanger, part-time exercise bike, hoping my owner finds an heiress to take me for a ride.
There that's pretty good. Yeah. Like,
pretty true.
And there's some quality tweets here, too. Yeah. Why is sandwich meat round when bread is square? That was an Ask Slee from the Peloton bike today.
That's a good question.
That is right?
That's a good Wheel of Questions question that would have been better.
How about this one? Why is pizza round, cut in triangles, and split in a squared box?
Ooh.
Because it fits. Another good one.
But why is it round, cut in triangles, and put in a squared box?
You know what I would say to my four-year-old if he asked me that?
This went off the rails.
Because. Sorry.
Okay, so Satterfield. Are we done with Satterfield?
Yeah, we're done. I mean, we could keep talking about this. I don't really care.
Good.
Bobcat.
Satterfield was weird. All right, so I don't even know where to
you
go
want
now.
A new show? There you
sorry,
go.
It's totally my fault. The boss came in and totally right. threw this
it's
off the rails.
Right. I love boss hanging out. Yeah.
All right. So I have a list of the 15 fastest growing brands in 2022. Okay. I'll name a few and just tell me if you're surprised or sounds
according
about right.
According to who?
According to it says all U.S. adults. And this is from the
sounds like something
Mark
you
J. Okay. Burnt is from at Morning Consult.
Okay, that's
Morning
a real
consult. A global decision intelligence company changing new modern leaders make smarter,
faster, better
decisions. Right, we're sold.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Okay,
got it.
All right. Number one is Meta. Meta is the fastest growing brand in 2022.
They've got, you know, it's weird because Facebook feels like it's just for old people now sharing
I
recipes.
Still do.
But their Instagram also.
Instagram
and then
is still
there's
huge.
Meta that's all over the top of that.
And Meta is the whole metaverse thing.
Yes, all of it.
I don't have the impression that there's any momentum for the metaverse, do you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Me surprised.
All right, number two I was surprised about, maybe you won't be, Crux.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Are they making a comeback?
Stupid.
Apparently, they're making a comeback.
That was like straight out of 1998.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, that was on my niece, nephew, Christmas list, my mom, everybody. They're everywhere. Huh. I went to Disneyland with my family a few weeks ago. Everyone's wearing them even to walk around
thing.
Disneyland.
Okay, what's old is new. Got
it. Yeah, you could not.
Crocs?
You could not pay me to wear Crocs. To me, they're what old ladies wear when they're gardening.
Yeah, they're gardening shoes or people that work at doctors and nurses in hospitals. Yeah.
Aren't they rubber?
Yeah, they're rubber.
But they're rubber.
Supposedly, they're super comfortable for your feet for like standing.
Yeah.
I say I'm surprised.
I tried them on. I don't know.
Nah, it doesn't do it for me. It kind of makes your feet sweaty.
What is that? That's a
like
Homer
sitting
Simpson.
On leather seats. It kind of makes your
guys
sweaty.
Lock in a little bit. What's the next brand?
All right, next brand is Beats. Beats by Dre. I can understand that.
I understand that. I mean, they got tons of endorsements from a lot of NIL endorsements,
that's true.
For Beats. So, I get that. Although I still have my Apple AirPods.
Yeah, AirPods.
All right, this is off the rails. Number six, I'm going to move up a little bit. Zelle. Zelle is a pretty good one. You exchange
pay
money.
Pay everyone. Venmo,
yeah,
Zelle.
I don't know what
whatever.
Zelle is really.
Now, this is the one that's most interesting to me. There's only one sports brand entirely on this of the top 20.
Sports.
Top 20.
Sports. It's one sports league. Which okay. in the top 20
oh,
is only
it's
one
the
sports
golf
league.
Thing. Live Golf.
It is not golf.
Under Armour.
No. Like a major, like
Nike.
Basketball, baseball, football, hockey.
A soccer.
Soccer is not it.
Oh.
It's baseball. Baseball is the number 15 fastest growing brand in 2022.
Interesting.
Baseball.
Yeah, everyone always says baseball's in trouble. Baseball. And baseball.
I think baseball's gotten better. They've gotten younger, hipper, more embracing.
Great young players. Yeah.
Embracing shocking, viral right? moments. Their star players
are
more good interesting
for baseball.
Now.
Yeah. I'm happy for baseball.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
Jorge, your turn.
Oh, by the way, Tommy Canely signed with the Yankees. So another Dodger
2-year deal.
Is gone.
Shouts out to you, Tommy.
Wait. Shouts out to you, Tommy.
I don't have anything ready, but this clip from John is talking about his birthday.
Okay.
I don't know if my lady have anything planned for me. I hope they have something planned for me. Maybe like a birthday cake. Maybe like a birthday car, or maybe like a birthday watch, or maybe a jewelry. I would love that. I don't know if my family is watching right now. They should go get them. I will not want to go to dinner because I have a game the next day. I want to be able to rest and get my treatment that I usually do and take my nap and play with my kids. Other than once I put my kids to bed, you never know what can happen, you know? Might get a little bit freaky.
What do you think about his birthday plans?
Well, it's first of all, it's weird that he's with a stuffed Homer Simpson.
What was that about?
Yeah, Giannis is doing a press conference and he's got this stuffed Homer Simpson with him. Now, how did he phrase what was going to go on
after he puts the kids to bed? Who knows? He might get freaky.
Get freaky.
The Greek freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. You know what?
You don't sound like you like it, Mama.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't say that, you know?
Why?
Because, so what happens is when you get to a press conference, you forget that it's being beamed out to the rest of the world.
Right.
And you're in the room with a bunch of reporters who you see every day, and you're kind of entertaining and going for the joke in the room. And then all of a sudden it's like everywhere and every, you know?
Right,
know.
But he is a charming guy.
Super charming.
It's an entertaining clip.
It is.
He's got a great personality. Yeah. He's really fun to listen to. He's fun. I mean, the Homer Simpson thing is so random and weird. I actually really like it. I love Giannis.
I know, me too.
I like Giannis more because of things like this.
Me too.
But
because he's being
this
real.
Is different.
Unguarded what? Moment. I like a good unguarded moment.
Okay, Momo, if Mason asked you, you know, what are you going to do for your birthday? What would your answer be in a press conference?
I wouldn't, like.
Oh, no, we're going to go.
You wouldn't
to
volunteer anything?
Oh, I would answer. I would like go to dinner. We're going to go to a movie, but I don't think you need to like give away the whole thing the rest of the night.
Let me see. I would rather hear Giannis's answer than yours.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wasn't trying to be entertaining.
Sign me up for the Giannis answer. Yeah. I like it when guys are just themselves.
Me too.
Giannis is being the best version of Giannis there. He's entertaining. He's funny. He's got a big smile.
I normally really like that. I just don't. I wouldn't go there with like intimate details of your marital life.
Getting freaky is not exactly intimate details.
I don't know. Just picturing being his wife and being like, oh, okay, honey. Right? I always put myself in their shoes.
You got very stodgy.
She
very
took this very seriously.
I know. Why take it so seriously? He's gonna,
I don't know.
Yeah, I like it. Everybody likes Giannis more except Momo here.
Bobcat.
It's like the Windhorse Riley Curry thing.
Yeah. I was just thinking the exact same thing. All right, so this is a story about Margot Robbie. So she plays Harley Quinn for DC.
Yes.
But Kaley Cuoco plays Harley Quinn in the HBO show cartoon Harley Quinn. And in the cartoon show, Harley and Poison Ivy are in a relationship. It's a great cartoon. It's very funny. It's a little bit raunchy, but it's very good. Now Margot Robbie says that she wants to have that exact same relationship on screen. She wants the Harley Quinn Poison Ivy relationship to now be in the next.
So this is like a lesbian relationship.
Yeah, a lesbian relationship. Yeah. Have we gotten to a point now where we can have this happen on a DC movie or any type of movie really, and it's okay?
Isn't Valkyrie from the Marvel?
She is a lesbian.
She's a lesbian. Yeah. I mean, I don't find this stuff at all controversial anymore. Do you, Momo?
No. I think it's fine.
It's just life, right?
I mean,
they haven't allowed her to do it yet.
Yeah. We've always had straight superheroes. Why don't we have a few gay superheroes?
Yeah,
I don't think there's any problem with it. I'm just wondering if you think we're at a point now where that can actually happen.
Yes, I think especially if you're appealing to a younger audience, younger people, totally casual and normal about LGBTQ community. So yeah, I find it non-controversial.
Same with you, Momo.
Yeah, same.
Great.
Bobcat.
All right. A guy named Eric Alper put this out on Twitter yesterday, and he wrote, "What song tells a 10 out of 10 story?" So, for example, mine would be Hurricane by Bob Dylan. That is a fantastic story. He really lays the whole thing out, and it's a great song, too.
I will say, this is going back a little bit, but Don McLean, American Pie.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Sure it does. It's about the death of Richie Valens and the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly. That's what, if you listen to the song,
that's what it's about.
It's about that is the day the music died. Is the day that plane went down.
Talking about the Chevy to the levee and the
levee
was
dry. The good old boys drinking whiskey and rye, singing "That'll Be the Day That I Die." Yeah, no, I love that song. I love that
song.
It's a bad karaoke song because it's about 6 minutes long. Trust me, I've been there.
Do you have one, Momo? If not, it's okay.
It tells a great story.
Yeah, I can't think of it off the top of my head.
I know, it's really putting on the spot. All right, hold on.
Bobcat.
Okay, so what is the next thing that I have here? Okay, so I've talked about Mr. Beast in the past. He's now the largest YouTuber in the world, and as such, he has to be careful about who he dates.
Got it.
He's currently dating a woman from South Africa who's a Twitch streamer as well. She said that when she met him for coffee, he asked her for a lot of questions about herself and realized afterwards that it was from a list that he made to make sure she was girlfriend material.
Okay.
Basically, she had to stand for something and have hobbies and really have something about her. So do you have a problem with a massively famous person have prerequisites types interviews with a potential partner?
I don't. I mean, I think you should try to get some of that stuff out of the way up front. Isn't that why they invented like coffee dates? Do we have anything in common? Now I had requirements when I was on the market, and they were no actor and no smoking. And I ended up getting with an actor who does smoke cigarettes. He's given it up since, but he was a smoker. So if the person is right, I think all those prerequisites can be thrown out the window. But I don't think there's anything wrong with having prerequisites. What are his?
Well, these were that you have to have a hobby, you have to stand for something, you have to be involved in the community.
Okay.
There's a lot of things.
Those are all good things. Yeah. Did you, before you met Nevin?
You know, it's so stupid. I met him really young, so like I had no prerequisites or anything. And I had no idea. I was never one of those girls who like pictured who I'd be with.
No?
No, I never had like an image in my head of what guy that I thought I would be with. You know, like I never had dreams about my wedding. I was like not that kind of girl. Just kind of.
And no, and you met Nevin when you were?
20.
20.
Yeah.
And
really
you didn't
young.
Have any
nope.
prerequisites at all?
Nope.
Just like if it's it's it.
I mean, I guess I could retroactively go back and say I probably wouldn't have dated a smoker.
Right.
I probably wouldn't have dated somebody who did a lot of drugs or something.
I think if you find the right person, it really
doesn't matter.
The rest of it doesn't matter.
All the stuff that I thought was like important or things that I cared about, no. Not at all.
Well, Bergman, you're single. Do you have prerequisites?
Yes, I have some prerequisites. You have to have your own income.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, you have to have a job. The last two did not.
Yeah.
So that is important to me. Besides that, I mean, there's just other things. We just have to be able to get along, have a conversation. There's a lot of things that go on, and you have to have a lot of money.
And have a lot of money. And I say, it's love, Momo.
It is
always love. It makes the girl, the world go round. It's in the air.
Yeah,
I'm an idealist.
Me too.
Yeah, I believe I threw everything out the window because I fell in love.
Yeah,
and it's been 17 years. We may have a anniversary get together.
Oh, fun.
Really?
Yeah.
When is the? Oh, the anniversary is right before the 31st.
It's
the first?
January 1.
Yeah,
January 1.
Right.
Yeah. What are you doing January 1?
I don't know. Two children.
No idea.
But I would try to come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it'll be fun.
Have like plans. You don't make plans when you have two children under four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have like intentions. I'll try to make it.
Okay.
Hey, I'll try.
Coming up next for you, Momo, I've got a challenge for you. Plus, as promised, those names that are floating around, new ones that would possibly be additions to the Lakers. That's coming up next for you as we work our way towards Lakers basketball. Pregame is at 3 with Slee and Michael Thompson. Tip-off at 4:30 in Cleveland. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If they say why, tell them that it's human nature.
You'll like this, Momo. JT Daniels. Remember the USC quarterback,
yeah.
JT Daniels?
Transferring again.
So, USC transferred to Georgia.
Got it.
Then transferred to West Virginia.
Wow.
And now is back in the transfer portal.
So, it didn't work out at West Virginia either?
No.
At Georgia, he was okay for a minute, then got replaced by that Stetson Bennett.
Yes.
Who's somehow a Heisman finalist.
Yeah, somehow. Him and the kid from TCU. No question Caleb's going to win.
Yeah.
None at all. But see, that's the idea. He's a free. You can step into that portal as many times as you want. And Bergman pointed out that there are how many total college football players?
There's 130,000 players in college football, and 1,000 of them are already in the transfer portal.
Thousand of them in the portal.
Yep.
Yesterday was the first day you can go in.
1,000 players in the portal, and there's how many total?
130,000.
That's a lot of players.
It's a lot of players. 000? Right.
Yeah.
But 1,000 in the transfer portal, like, and it's probably the very best players.
A lot of them are.
Yeah. All right, so names floating around as we get ready for Lakers versus Cavs tonight in Cleveland. Some new ones, Momo. How about these names? Yesterday, I was talking about the big names like Zach LaVine and Nick Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan and Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. And you said, no, they're more likely to tinker around the margins. So how do these names strike you? Zach Lowe and Dave McMenamin floated these names for a possible target for the Lakers for Nunn and Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
And then a first or multiple seconds.
Okay.
So this is not breaking the bank, right?
Remember, it's Tuesday.
Kyle Kuzma, PJ Washington from Charlotte, Bojan Bogdanovic from Utah. What do you think?
I think all of those make sense.
They do make sense, right? I mean, I love Bojan Bogdanovic. Bojan Bogdanovic can shoot.
I think he would take the most of the ones you mentioned there.
You think so?
Yeah,
even though
I
would love to have Kuz back.
Wait. Bojan from Utah or from Atlanta?
Yeah, Bojan. No, not Bogdan. Bojan from Utah.
Okay.
Good shooter. Great three-point
shooter.
Yeah,
really good player. I don't know why. I think they have. I think they can get a first for him.
You do?
Yeah, he's valued around the league.
He's got a contract that extends.
Yeah, but I think he's got a value to him. I think there's contenders that would like him.
So which of those three, Bergman? Kuzma, PJ Washington, Bojan Bogdanovic.
So I don't know enough about PJ Washington, so I would
Charlotte,
hardly hear
Charlotte's
more.
Not Charlotte, trying to win this year.
He's like 16 points, 5 rebounds, 35% from three.
Charlotte's going 35% nowhere this year, and they don't mind.
Sure. Okay, so I don't know enough about him. But Kuzma, I don't want back.
Why?
just because like he didn't fit with this team when he was here.
Wait a minute, he was part of the championship team. He was team in part 2020. Of
and we were destroying him every time. He's gotten better since he left. But hold on, he's shooting. I'm looking at it right now. He's shooting 30% from three.
Well,
this
he's
year.
A volume shooter.
Well,
for
yeah,
Washington.
But if he's going to be a volume
he's not
shooter,
be a volume shooter for
he'll
us.
Still he'll be somebody that is supposed to be open. Like Lonnie Walker gets a lot of open threes, and he's hitting a decent amount of them now. So he didn't start off doing that, but now he is.
So your first choice is who?
Probably Bojan.
Bojan Bogdanović.
But the only problem with Bojan is he has extra years on him.
Yeah, he does have extra years
on
his contract.
I don't really want to have somebody that has extra years on him. That would put him, he's what, 33, 34?
33, but a great three-point shooter.
He's got him for another couple of years till his 35 season. That's money that you don't have at the end of the year.
And by the way, if you haven't been following this close, the Lakers can't move Kendrick Nunn and Patrick Beverley until after December the 15th when all the contracts from this summer become final. But the idea would be you could make a big deal with Westbrook and 2027 pick and 2029 pick, or you can make a smaller deal and, as Momo says, tinker along the margins and move Kendrick Nunn and Patrick Beverley
PJ
for
Washington
a player like this.
Is a free agent this summer.
So he can walk away.
Right.
So, but he turned down a 4-year, $52 million contract. Okay. So he's looking for money. Right.
Right.
He's looking for a bigger deal than that. That sounds like to me, his skill set would be helpful to them.
I do. I think so too.
He's a good shooter.
He's a big, guard. He stretches the floor a little bit, does shoot threes.
Yeah. He's, I think he would help them. And
how's his defense?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we don't have advanced defensive metrics in here. What are you talking about?
It's a question. I think it's better to say I don't know.
We got one of those.
Yep.
Yeah, we got one of those. All right, so anyway, those are names that are floating around out there. And remember, nothing is likely to happen until after December the 15th, but then we're looking at December the 15th through, what's the trade deadline? February
9th? 8th?
Is it February 6th? 8th?
February.
So you got a couple of months to be able to make a deal and to be able to improve this team. And you assume that given what we're 9th. Watching and Anthony Davis playing the way Anthony Davis is playing and Westbrook off the bench and Lonnie Walker's been really good and Austin Reeves has been really good, it's starting to sort of round into form. And I will be honest, I sort of I gave up on this team at 2-10.
Oh, well, you certainly weren't the only ones. Interesting.
What?
John Heyman has just tweeted.
Not done yet.
Uh-oh.
It's not done yet.
What is he saying?
I'm just going to say what he's tweeting. John Heyman is pretty plugged in.
Yes, he is.
Aaron Judge appears headed to the Giants.
Oh.
Appears. Not done.
Oh.
Yeah, we've seen this happen with a lot of the guys that are not Jeff Passan.
Right.
John Heyman's a legit guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you're not believing it?
I don't believe it. Yankees before this is done.
Until it's done. I know,
I agree with that, Greg. Because I know how sometimes these things, like, you could be close with one team, and then the agent goes back to the current team. And says,
okay, are you willing to match? Are you willing to exceed this offer?
That's how that goes.
Remember, Max Scherzer was going to be a Padre. It was all done to the Padres. He's going to the Padres.
Okay.
He's a Padre. He was a Dodger the next day.
What I think is interesting is the Dodgers are great. They're going to be there every year. If you think about the National League West now, you've got guys like Mookie Betts. You've got Freddie Freeman down in San Diego. You've got Manny Machado. You've got Juan Soto. San Francisco potentially, if Heyman's right or if he's leaning that way, San Francisco may have Aaron Judge. There's a huge amount of talent coming to the National League West. And for me, I think that makes the division really interesting. We sort of assumed that the Dodgers will win the division by 10 games every year. Well, I mean, it's going to be tougher. Peter Seidler, who owns the Padres, is absolutely loaded. And if you think about the deals they've got on the books, they made the biggest offer for Trey Turner.
Yep.
Trey Turner turned it down. But if you think about that, they were willing to go to that length on Turner. They've obviously are going to have to sign Soto. They've got Machado. They've got Tatis. Even Joe Musgrove got $100 million.
I know.
I mean, they are seriously paying down there.
I mean, they went a long way last year, too.
Yeah, they absolutely did. All right, so let me pivot on you here. There. So, Momo, over the weekend, you know who Rita Wilson is, right? Yeah. Tom Hanks' wife, yeah, Rita Wilson.
Yep.
So Rita Wilson showed up at the Variety Hitmakers ceremony,
okay,
which is something to do with music, and they were honoring people. So I want you to listen to her as she comes on stage as a presenter.
Please welcome singer, songwriter, actress, and producer Rita Wilson.
You drew a picture of my morning, but you didn't make my day. I'm rocking and you're yawning, but you never look my way. You're ripping down your doll and it never sang away. Your funny flow is falling and your Greek is on the way. This ain't got to do with shampoo, so watch your head and shoulder. Brother, on the phone, and if I phoned it, I told you. Afraid of later, what I'm at a pint of with some fuckers. Just a drop that's in the sink. Send that fender for your bacon. Trigger from the ill town, grill town. That's what I feel now. The tears that I'm real, so I'm still now. Don't laugh with the freestyle fan. Ain't asking two bands. Thinking what I'm thinking, cause I'm bare fan. I live and die for hip hop. I keep that pop to the day. I give pops to hip hop. So hip hop, hooray! Come on!
Oh, hey!
Wow!
What do you
she
think?
She just went for it,
she
didn't
went
she?
For it. Now, I can't understand a word she's rapping.
I have no idea what she was saying.
Yeah, I mean, I know the original song.
Yeah,
I can't understand a word she's rapping.
That's Naughty by Nature. Hey,
right.
Oh. Yeah.
So, Momo, are you capable
freestyling
and willing to deliver us some bars this week?
Some bars? Is it like a song
choose
that
a
we
song
know
that
already?
You know.
I don't think that would be good for any of us. Like you, I'm a terrible singer.
Yeah, but you're not singing; you're rapping. I've heard you do some rap on the show.
I mean, I know
like
what you
ice,
do.
Ice, you know.
No, you can do Baby Got Back.
You can do Baby Got Back.
Yeah, I could do that a little bit.
Yeah, you've done it.
Have I?
Yeah, didn't you do it with Sedano?
You
and Cap?
You did it with Sedano and Cap. Why won't you?
Or
do
Sedano
it again?
And LZ at the time.
When a girl walks in with anything and yeah. Nothing in your face, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I know the words.
You do
some. Like a verse or two. I there might have been a time when I knew OPP or something, and I definitely know Vanilla Ice. But does that qualify as rap? Not really.
Yeah, I mean, he was a rapper.
He was technically a rapper. Yeah.
I don't think it's a good look.
Yeah. Well, I give it up for Rita Wilson. I mean, there she is.
You know what? It would take a lot to get anybody of substance to do something like that.
Oh, I see.
A lot of what?
I see. I'm Ramona Shelburne. I won't make myself the fool.
Oh, I make myself the fool all the
time. No, you technically do, yeah.
I do that
a
lot.
You're willing to go for it.
But it's just little bites of foolishness.
Yeah, true.
That was a full-on rap.
She went for it.
She did. She did it. By the way,
and she committed to it. Like it wasn't just like, like I could do that in a Melissa McCarthy movie,
right?
If it was supposed to be funny, but I don't know if that was all supposed to be funny.
No, I think she was real about it. She was. Yeah. That was her best shot. She took her best shot.
By the way, John Heyman just tweeted: Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge. My apologies for jumping the gun. This is why I don't believe John Heyman appears to tweets.
Yikes.
That's not a good look for him.
No.
No. Have you ever had to do that, Momo, where you say something and then you have to backtrack?
So that's the thing.
Don't put it out.
During one of the breaks, okay? You asked me this. This is Tuesday. We're going to be real about it. How often do you tweet? And I said, not nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I might live tweet during a game, and I just assume everybody's watching, like if we're watching the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah.
Or like this morning, people were live tweeting the Morocco-Spain game.
Yeah.
That was cool. I think that I censor myself so much more on Twitter now. So much more. Because things that I think that I used to tweet, like, I can now almost predict the troll responses.
Right.
If I tweet that. So I kind of try to just stick to just the news, or I reply to people, or I might give my friends a retweet here and there. But
so
I really don't tweet
that
much.
How often do you tweet?
I think my average is probably, are we including retweets or no?
No.
I would say probably a couple times a week.
Yeah, I just looked. I tweeted on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know what, maybe Twitter is Twitter still going to be a thing, or is it going to be less of a thing?
It's less of a thing. And it's also because it used to be a way that you would tweet something that you were thinking and people would converse or whatever. Now all they do is just jump on you. And I type things out all the time and I go, nah, not going to send it.
Yeah.
All the time. Not going to send it. Not worth it. people, I don't want to do the commentary thing. It just feels like something that could end up going badly.
The last time I tweeted, no. I will acknowledge that I was stoned.
Yeah.
And Juan always says, what are you doing?
Yeah, stop.
Close that computer.
Yeah.
But I went back and looked at it. The tweets.
How bad was it?
The tweets are pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I've got myself together when I'm stoned. All right, coming up next for you. What's going on with my Raiders-Rams tickets?
Oh, yeah, I want to know.
There's resolution.
Really?
I will explain to you what that is. Plus, if you have your baby at a fast food restaurant, what name do you give that child? That is coming up for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
So 3 o'clock, Slee and Michael Thompson. Lakers pregame. Lakers tip off against Cleveland, 4:30. Anthony Davis looks to keep it rolling. I mentioned this earlier, but I'll do it again. In the last 9 games, Anthony Davis averaging 35 points and 15 rebounds. He is the first guy over a 9-game period to have those averages since Moses Malone in 1978.
Should we do a little sports talk? A little X's and O's.
Sure,
sports
talk,
basketball talk.
Do it.
So Anthony Davis is being Anthony Davis again. Why? Because he's scoring in the paint.
Yes.
They're getting him, every highlight you watch of him is him dunking the ball.
Put back dunks.
Yes. Alley-oops.
Yep.
They're getting it to him in the post. And one of the guys who's getting the ball to Anthony Davis the best, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
They actually have a nice 2-man game going. When Anthony Davis plays with that second unit and Russell plays with that, it really looks good. And they've done a great job of feeding the big man, keeping him happy. I mean, it's the story that you always talk about with big men, where if you don't get them involved early and keep them involved, they lose interest because they need you to pass them the ball.
Yeah, sure.
And he looks good because he's moving well. His back is doing better. He came in probably, I don't know what was the chicken and the egg. Was he not in as good a shape because of the back, or was it he hurt his back because he wasn't as good? Whatever it was.
Right, whatever that was.
But at the beginning of the season, preseason, clearly he was not physically right.
But see, I think there's also a mentality change here. I mean, he seems like a man possessed right now. He's heard the criticism. He's heard, he's hurt too much and the street clothes and all that stuff, which I think is unfair. But he's heard all that stuff and he is reacting to a great degree. And he's calling his own number a lot of the time. Darvin Ham talked about that a couple of weeks ago. It's like Anthony Davis is empowered to call his own number at times. And he has been.
I actually totally relate to the Anthony Davis thing because I do think that certain people are wired to be goal scorers, basketball scorers, whatever it is. Like we were talking about this with the men's national team. They need some strikers. They need some people who are oriented towards scoring the ball.
Yes.
When the ball is in the area, you put it in the back of the net. There's just people who are wired that way.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are a little more, I don't want to say passive, but they just don't grab it and dunk it the way that a natural scorer does.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to be the former. I'm kind of more of a an assist person. When I used to play soccer, I played sweeper. I wasn't a scorer. Same thing on Around the Horn. I could always tell when I'm on there, there's people who are, they're looking for that moment. They're looking to be in the spotlight.
Yes.
And they're looking for the make the video go viral and the TV moment and all that stuff. And I'm just more of an informational person.
Hmm.
And sometimes in the showdowns, we have these you're going against somebody and you have like a, could you go for the funny laugh? Could you go for the win? Could you go for the to the t- for the TV moment?
Right.
And oftentimes I kind of choke in the showdown. Like I actually have, I get to a lot of showdowns, but then I lose. And I think it's because I'm not going for the win. Like I'm not,
right.
I'm not wired to care that much about going for the win.
Like
that,
Ireland is.
In that spot, that competitiveness.
Ireland
and
Game of Games.
Yeah, Game of Games. Yeah. Like some people just want that spotlight.
Yeah.
I don't think I really want the spotlight all the time. So when I see Anthony Davis play, I'm always like, can he do it? Yes. But I don't know that he's wired to say, I want that spotlight all the time.
Well, the question is
the alpha spotlight.
Is his wiring changing?
Yeah. Is it changing or are they just setting him up? I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't be successful. If anything, I think it makes him a great teammate.
Right.
When he won at Kentucky, when they won that year, and when the Lakers won that year, he hit a couple of really big shots. He made some big defensive plays. But it's not always about whether or not he scores 50 points.
Right.
To score 50 points, you have to actively be trying to score all the time. Whereas you're not necessarily letting it flow and coming through the offense, right? You're not taking what the defense gives you or taking just passes from LeBron. Like, you are oriented towards trying to score a lot of points. And that
right.
feels, because I know how it is for me, even like even we when we do shows, I'm much better being the reactor.
Yes.
I don't necessarily need to be the lead host and the setup person and the look at me and that, all that. I don't know if I'm even comfortable with it.
Yeah. I've heard you do the one.
It's okay.
You're good as the one.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right, real quick. I've got tickets for, as you know, season tickets for the Rams. Thursday night,
yep.
Raiders, Rams, SoFi Stadium. Baker Mayfield will not be ready for that game. Just signed, or just acquired.
What was that? It was a nose fart.
You wanted him to go to the Niners? He ended up with the Rams. Oh, man.
I didn't want him to go to the
Rams.
Yeah,
you did. You're like, no, well, how would you like Baker Mayfield? You asked me yesterday.
Oh, I say
stick. And he ended up with the Rams.
I say stick with the no-name rookie. Stick with the no-name rookie. Purdy.
Yeah, they're
Purdy.
Winning.
Purdy.
Yeah, he's winning. He got a W.
He's got another chance this week. So here's what I ultimately decided. Now, Bergman, you said you wanted my tickets today.
Yeah.
Do you really want my tickets?
I would love to have your tickets. They're fantastic tickets.
Sold.
Really?
You sold them to me? Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, you cannot afford them, Greg. Sold.
Oh, yeah. I think
like
you sold them,
you
were giving
them to somebody else?
Yeah, I put them on the market thing, the marketplace or the StubHub or the Ticketmaster resale or whatever that was. Sold almost right
face.
Away. More than face.
Oh, yeah.
But
I thought because this was an auction and
because
sold
they
them
sold
to me.
Within an
I know,
hour.
I thought so too. You kind of like let Greg think he was getting your tickets for half
did.
A second there.
I don't think I ever did.
No, I think he thought.
Said, you want my tickets, right? And I said, yeah. And you said, sold.
Sold.
Well, that sounds like sold to you, to the guy in the white shirt.
So there was one interpretation of what you just did that made me think that you were giving them to Greg.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, no. I have done it. But because it's the Raiders and because they have this mistaken illusion that they're going to be in the playoffs, the tickets are in demand. I'm bummed because I think I probably could have sold them for more now. They sold so fast, I'm like, I should have upped the price a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm totally happy. I got rid of them. Somebody said, I don't need to be in SoFi Stadium
with
a bunch of Raiders fans watching
to prove that you're still such a great Rams
team.
I'm with you. I also think you're choosing self-care.
Meaning?
You have a big show on Friday.
Yeah,
big show.
Me and Cappy.
And a drive.
Yeah, it's okay.
To and from.
Yeah, to and from. Black gold.
It's far.
Made that drive a lot of times.
Okay, right, saying, you're choosing yourself because you need to be at your best on that Friday.
Okay.
I got a question about Game of Games, if you want to hit the little button here. So, Jacob is not going to be able to make it today. Oh, we're both hitting it.
Yeah.
So, it is John Ireland's show. I think the game would be way too easy for John. I think he would get 10 out of 10, and he would walk right through it. Should we have him play or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think he'll kill it.
Let him
it's
win.
It's fine.
Let him win? Yeah.
I don't like
John winning.
Wasn't
I just talking about this, that I don't care enough about winning these things?
But he does.
He does, I know.
And so do I.
Usually I let them win. The ones like you know when I do Around the Horn, like Sarah Spain, she really likes to win.
Right.
Like when I'm in the showdown with Sarah, she's kind of mad when she doesn't win.
Right.
And like if I, especially if I beat her.
Yeah.
Like, she's competitive.
So do you say yes or no on Ireland?
When she cares
I mean,
more,
I'll do whatever you guys want. I think it's his show, so he should be allowed to do whatever he wants.
What if I win and I beat John at a game that you think is tailor-made for him?
I think that would be very impressive.
See,
I think
even
you'd
just
be really
that
good.
Possibility.
There's, okay. There is a possibility.
Bring on Ireland.
All right, but and Funch is going to play too.
His name is on the show. All right, Funch is going to play too. All right, we'll do that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. And here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. Don't forget, call Jacob.com. It is Bergman's game today, and we didn't catch Ireland, right?
I don't think we caught him yet. If you're listening, Ireland, jump on.
I advocated for him to play.
Sure. Yeah,
well,
we all did.
He's not
Where
ready.
Is he?
I didn't.
So in the meantime, we're gonna let Funch play. Me, Momo, Jorge, and Funch, and it is Bergman's game. Bergman, describe the game.
It's one of John Ireland's favorites too. Is it Laker, Cav, or both?
Laker, Cav, or both.
Got it.
So
Laker,
it's one.
Cav,
it's either one or the other, or both. All right. So number
in
one.
In other words, to be clear, they played for both. They played for one. They played for the other. Okay.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes. Very simple. All right. Number one, and Mace, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Kurt Rambis, was he a Laker, a Cav, or both?
I'm going to say both. Momo.
Okay.
Laker.
Jorge.
Laker.
And Funchess.
Laker.
Momo, Jorge, and Funches are right. He was only a Laker. Played for the
Cavs.
That's a good try.
Yeah. All right. What's the next one?
All right. Number two, Shaq. Shaq, Momo. Was Shaq a Laker, Cav, or both?
Both.
Jorge.
Both.
Funch.
Both.
Mace.
Both.
Both is absolutely right.
Should probably not let me go first.
Well, I mean, it's going to go around.
It's going to go around the horn.
It's going to get harder.
I'm not saying I'm going
to
win.
They were a little bit easier at the beginning. They kind of move around.
Two, Jorge, two, Funch, two, Mason,
I was like, that was kind of two.
Calling your shot already.
Right, this is why I also thought John would run right through it. But anyway.
John would definitely win this.
Number three, longtime Laker assistant Jim Clemens. Jim Clemens, Jorge.
Laker.
Funch.
Both.
Mace.
Both.
Momo.
Is this as a player or as a coach?
Player.
Cav.
Both. He was actually drafted by the Lakers, but played most of his career with the Cavs.
Yeah, okay.
So Jorge and Funch.
A little kind of a trick question there.
Mason and Funch get it. Yeah,
a little bit of a trick question. Tricky. All right, number four, and this will start with Funch.
Okay.
Ron Harper.
Both.
Mace.
Both.
Momo.
Both.
Jorge.
They're both.
Yep, you all got that one right. Do you have the same thing as me, Mace?
Funch has four.
Jorge has four. Momo, three. Mace, two.
I've got Jorge with three, Momo with three, Mason with three.
Okay, so I gave Jorge an extra point and took one away from you. Okay.
Funch is out in front.
Funch out in front. All right, number five. Number five, and we'll start with Funch. Did you go for Mace? Mace, Larry Nance Sr.
I'll say Cavs only.
Okay, Momo?
Cav.
Jorge?
Cav.
Funch?
Cav.
You're all correct. He was only a. I thought I might get you with that one. All right, Larry Nance Jr. Momo, Larry Nance Jr.
Both.
Jorge.
Both.
Funch.
Both.
Mace.
Both.
All right, maybe this game's a little too.
Yeah, a little too easy. The only one that was hard was your trick question.
Okay, number seven, and you're starting Momo this one. No, Jorge starting.
By the way, Funch has yet to miss.
Yeah. Number seven, and there's only 10 of these.
Make Funch go first.
Okay, you can go first for the rest of them.
Funch. No, Funch is going to know him.
Do we
okay, so you make him?
Him
go last?
Okay. Funch, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay,
okay, so let's go. We'll start with Jorge. Nick Van Exel.
Lakers.
We'll go back to Mace.
Laker.
Momo.
I think it's both.
And Funch.
Lakers.
It is just the Lakers. Funch is absolutely right. So he's
thought he had a late stint. All right.
All right. Number eight.
Five, six, seven for Funch.
Yeah, you're going to keep in track. I lost count.
Yeah.
Number eight. And we're going to go to Mace.
Why do we let Funch play again?
Number eight. Sadale Threet. Sadale Threet. Mason.
Laker only.
Momo.
Well, I have to say both because I'm trying to catch up.
Jorge.
Cav.
And Funch.
Laker.
Yes, he was just a Laker. All right, so this is not going well for me at all. Number nine.
Five, six, seven, eight for Funch, seven for me.
Okay. Oh, so you're right there.
Yeah.
Number nine, Smush Parker, Mace. Smush Parker.
I'm going to say both.
Momo.
Also both.
Jorge.
Both.
Funch.
Both.
Yeah, it's both. He played 66 games with the Cavs in 2002 and 2003. Not that
Funch
one.
Funch has yet to miss.
All right, here's the last
I've
one.
I've only missed one.
Right, here's the last one. And it's only between Mace and it's only between Funch and Mace, right?
And Funch has to go first.
Funch has to go first. Byron Scott.
Ooh, man.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Dang, jeez. Laker only.
That's what Mace. I wanted, so I'll say both.
Well, he coached the Cavs.
He did coach the Cavs, but he was only played for the Lakers. So Funch went 10 for 10.
Funch 10 for 10. That was a really challenging
game.
There you go.
It was really challenging. There you go. Do you want the tiebreaker just for fun?
Sure, let's do the tiebreaker.
This was supposed to be for Jacob, too. But anyway, the Lakers and Cavs have been playing since the 1970s and have played 120 times. How many wins do the Lakers have over the Cavs in that time?
Closest without going over.
Out of 120.
Okay.
Yeah. Mason?
I will say 81.
Momo?
Let's go 82.
Jorge?
89.
Funch?
Well, the Cavs are really good once upon a time. I'll say 75.
75. You all went over. So let's So if you want to just do closest.
Yeah, do closest.
The closest, then it's Funch. It was 68.
Boom!
They are 60,
boom!
68
and 52. Missed from the field. Have not missed from the field.
Funch.
That was a dominating performance, Funch. Yeah,
off the bench,
like,
baby.
We should have had Sleewood Lakers, do this. I don't know how he would have done. The 80s Lakers. Wow.
Still barely above 500.
I mean, I tried to go with different guys that you make. Well, maybe at the end of their career, Sadale Threat maybe went somewhere.
No, there's certain guys that are so obviously like on the Lakers, so it can either be only Lakers or both.
Well, then it's so obvious. I tried to find Cavs that were just Cavs, and you're like, no, that's too obvious. Like, World Be Free was obviously never a Laker. Right. You would have known that.
Sure.
Right.
So I tried to find a couple, but it was difficult.
That was not the best game
you've
had.
No, not at all.
No, but I try, you know. I mean,
you know what? Maybe
he
just did that.
Let's do Mount Rushmore.
Worst game.
Let's do a Mount Rushmore to wrap up the show. Yeah, I know. Jorge's game was still the worst.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
So both of you guys have done games that were worse than my games?
Jorge's I did a really
done
bad
the worst game
ever.
They don't like my will of questions, but Jorge did the. It'll stand the test of time.
Like, how bad? Like, what was it?
It was just movie grossing numbers.
But you probably had the wrong numbers or something.
No, he had the right numbers. It was just mind numbing.
The delivery was just not.
Yeah, the delivery wasn't there at all.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's not the worst, but whatever.
No, we all. It all.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
You know what the worst is when you're in the middle of a game that's totally bombing. You're like, are we just going to keep this up?
Yeah.
We just gotta finish this out.
Yeah, you do. You
play
just
it out. You gotta play
right
out the
it.
String. By the way, Momo, you talked a lot. Here are two shows that I've never seen in my life.
All right.
The Office.
I've seen parts of it, but never a full episode.
You Bergman, you love
Same.
The Office.
I did. Yeah. Love
Same.
The Office.
I'm with you. I've never seen a full episode.
Loved it. It was great.
And this
Parks and Rec was better,
you.
But still.
Around the Horn.
I get that.
It's on when I'm on.
It's on when you're on, and I also feel like. It doesn't have the same, because it's a different cast all the time.
Right, right.
Like, PTI is the same two guys all the time.
No, but I mean, it's literally, it's
on
been
on
when I'm on for as long as I can remember, so there's never time
it's
to
been
watch
on
it.
For 20 years.
I know.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
The 20th anniversary special. Have you seen clips?
Oh, I've seen clips. Sure,
and you've seen portions of it.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Around the Horn, Momo was on Around the Horn and said that she showed her Momo chain.
Her Momo chain.
We have the audio.
Okay, I'm not proud of this, but at least I got it on there.
There it is. There it is. I love it when you finally find it.
Oh. This image of Ramona reminds me of an episode of Friends where Phoebe was digging her purse and started taking out the most random stuff, like an egg.
I know, that's true. You want to see the most random thing I almost took out to show you? So, when I was on radio... It's like a radio gag. Sarah would appreciate this radio gag. Look, they made me a little fake chain that says Momo on it.
There ain't nothing fake about it. No, put it on, Ramona. Come on. That's
you should wear it for the show.
Little Momo chain.
Can you wedge that in on your teeth like it's a grill and just smile?
Yeah, it's a grill. It's kind of everything.
Can I just say? Huh. All you said was it was for radio. You didn't mention
I know.
It was for.
But that was off air though.
Yeah. It was off air, but it was. Oh. It wasn't planned. Like, Israel just kind of teed it up, and I happened to see the Momo chain that was in there, which I carry in my purse.
Okay.
But Reali said, wear it for the show.
I think that was Justin Tinsley who said that.
Oh, well, someone did. I didn't see the video. I just saw I just heard it. It sounded like him.
Well, you rocked
Either way,
it.
Said, wear
in
for the
future,
show.
Remember, at least the name of the station, 710 ESPN.
I know. I mean,
Mason
like
in Ireland.
It's like when someone Mason comes on Ireland. To come out and says, you got a book or something, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Where can we find that?
Right.
Said book.
Said book. And what is it called?
Yeah.
That was a terrible promo by me.
All right.
At least you showed it.
I did show the chain.
That is it for us. We are back tomorrow at 1 with more of this stupidity. We will break down Lakers, Cavs tomorrow. Yep. Lakers, Cavs coming up for you here in just moments. 4:30 is the tip off, and coming up next for you is pregame with our friend Alan Sliwa and Michael Thompson. Thanks a lot for listening today. We're back tomorrow at 1. Momo's in for John again, 710 ESPN.